नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 71 टेक्स्ट 14 द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड ट्रेवल्स टू इंद्रप्रस्थ। ततो रथ द्वीप भत सादि नायके ततो रथ द्वीप भट सादि नायके करालया परिवृत आत्मसेनया मृदंग भेरी आनक शंख गोमुखे प्रगोष गोषित ककुभो निरक्रतम् ततो रथ द्वीप भटशादि नायके करालया परिवृत आत्मसेनया मृदंग भेरी आनक शंख गोमुखे प्रघोष घोषित ककुभो निरकृतमात् ततो रथ द्वीप भटसादि नायके करालया परिवृत आत्मसेनया मृदंग भेरी आनक शंख गोमुखे प्रगोष गोषित ककुभो निरक्रमत्
Thank you.
माता जी Then Ratha of his chariots, Dvipa elephants, Bhata infantry, Sadi and cavalry, Nayake with leaders, Karalaya fearsome, Parivrita surrounded, Atma personal, Senaya by his army, Mridanga by Mridanga drums, Bheri horns, Anaka kettle drums, Shankha conch shells, Gomukhai and Gomukh horns, Praghosha by the resounding, Ghoshita filled with vibrations, Kakubha all directions, Nirakramat he went out. Translation: As the vibrations resounding from mridangas, bheris, kettle drums, conch shells and gomukhas filled the sky in all direction, Lord Krishna set out on his journey. He was accompanied by the chief officers of his corps of chariots, elephants, infantry and cavalry, and surrounded on all sides by his fierce personal guard. There is no purport, so we go to the next shloka.
Nirvajikanchan sibikabhirachutam sahatmajapatimanu suvrajayayo varambarabharana vilepanasraja susamritanribhirasi charmapanibhi.
Translation: Lord Achyuta's faithful wives, although with their children, followed the Lord on golden palanquins, carried by powerful men. The queens were adorned with fine clothing, ornaments, fragrant oils and flower garlands, and they were surrounded on all sides by soldiers carrying swords and shields in their hands. Purport: According to Sridhar Swami, the word Vaji indicates that some of Lord Krishna's queens were transported by horse-drawn conveyance. Also, next slok is also there today.
Narostrago Mahisha Kharasvatarina Karenubhi Parijanavar Yoshita Swalankrita Kata Kutikambalambaradi Upaskarayayur Adiyujya Sarvata.
Translation: On all sides proceeded finely adorned women, attendants of royal household, as well as courtesans, they rode on palanquins and camels, bulls and buffalo, donkeys, mules, buffalo carts and elephants. Their conveyances were fully loaded with grass tents, blankets, cloths and other items for the trip. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that the household attendants mentioned here included washerwomen and other helpers.
Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapt Gi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Paunebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Seek your blessings to speak something meaningful. We are reading from this chapter of Lord travels to Indraprastha. And in this, the description is there about Lord's family members, traveling with family members, the servants with so many animals, huge party going towards Indraprastha, kingdom of Yudhishthir Maharaj. As we saw in previous text, Srila Narad Muni suggested to Krishna that you should be going to Ratsuya Yajna performed by Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir Maharaj, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, he was doing Ratsuya Yajna under the instructions of Bhishma Dev, Bhishmadev suggested, and in the instruction of Bhishmadev, he was doing this Ratsuya Yajna. He didn't desire to glorify himself, do such a big Yajna, but to please Bhishmadev, he was doing this Yajna. He sent even Arjuna to procure gold which is required in this Yajna. And Arjuna brought gold, massive quantity of gold for this Yajna. And Yudhishthir Maharaj, although he was a king, he was not attached to kingdom, neither to gold also. Although he was a householder, he was a king, but he was completely detached by the grace of the Lord. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, whether he is renunciate or he is a householder, in heart, over a period of time, he will be detached from the activities. Although he may perform the activities, duty is required. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was not attached to gold. His main aim was to please Hari, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Here, Krishna very humbly, one of the very sweet quality of Krishna is that he reciprocates with his devotees in a very intimate, touching way. Although he is all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to the relationship with the devotees, he will reciprocate in a personal, intimate way. And due to that reason, none of the devotee can give up the association of the Lord. For pure devotees, to remain in association of the Lord is greatest blessings, fortune. Sita Devi, she was in palace and Lord Ramchandra was told to go to Vanvas for 14 years. Sita had option that she can stay back at Ayodhya. But she opted to go to with Lord Ramchandra in the forest. And going in forest means no facility at all. Eating just forest food, fruits, living in a hut, tree bark, trees, dress made, not much social life. And in spite of that, Sita Devi was very happy in the association of Lord Ramchandra. That is the quality of pure devotees who are always eager, anxious to remain in association of the Lord. Here Krishna, after when Narad Muni suggested Krishna that you should be going to Ratsuya Yajna, then Krishna turned to Uddhava. Uddhava is a best friend in Dwarka. And Krishna told Uddhava that you tell me what I should do. Although Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, such a big decision to be made, going to Ratsuya Yajna, and in case yes, then Krishna has to take the whole family. And Krishna's family is not 3-4 people. Krishna's family includes over 1 lakh people, direct relatives, wife and children, that is just more than 1 lakh. And for making decision of over 1 lakh people, he is just consulting Uddhava. Uddhava, tell me, what shall I do? And Uddhava, in knowledge, he knows that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nonetheless, he, as a service to his friend Krishna, he gives whatever best suggestion that comes in his mind, inspired by Krishna, he gives. He tells Krishna that you should be going for Ratsuya Yajna. And Krishna consults other members in the assembly, and he accepts that. So although Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, all-knowing person, generally very big intelligent person, they don't tend to take suggestions and specially be surrendered to other people. So Krishna, who is all-knowing person, he is humbly taking suggestion from Uddhava and implementing also. Uddhava suggested that you should go on, and Krishna says, okay, I'll be going. And Krishna is perfect person. So since he is perfect person, his reciprocation with the devotees is also perfect. It doesn't lack anything. When he behaves as a son, he is like child only. When he behaves as a lover, he is a loving personality, most loving personality. If he behaves as a friend, there is no comparable friend. Nothing lacks in his friendship. So here in this place also, Krishna, who has got infinite relationships with infinite devotees, but he reciprocates with each in a very personal way. Here in this chapter we find that with different people he reciprocates in a very different way according to the relationships. When Krishna was living, decided to leave, he took blessings from his father, Vasudev, blessings and permission that I want to go, kindly give permission. He met Ugrasen, grandfather, took permission from him also, very personal dealing. Balramji, elder brother, friend also. So he personally met, especially Balramji, said him farewell. Narad Muni was also present. So he met Narad Muni, gave so many gifts, item. Narad Muni was so much obliged, grateful to him, Krishna. He wanted to offer him obeisances. But Krishna is playing the role of a Kshatriya as a human being. And Narad Muni is a saintly person. So it is not advisable as a social etiquette that Narad Muni falls at the feet of Krishna. So just not to embarrass Krishna, he didn't fall at the feet of Krishna. And Krishna reciprocated with Narad Muni by giving so many gifts. Narad Muni was so happy. Uddhava, he was dealing like a friend only. Tell me what shall I do? And he is accepting the advice of Uddhava also. Uddhava, when he was advising to Krishna that you should be going to Rajasuya Yajna, and also he mentioned that for Rajasuya Yajna to be successful, Jarasana has to be killed. Because unless Jarasandha is conquered by Pandavas, they cannot complete Rajasuya Yajna, because the person who is doing Rajasuya Yajna has to conquer the whole planet Earth. And naturally, Yadus have got ill feelings against Jarasandha. Jarasandha, a demoniac person. And Jarasandha came to fight 17 times with Krishna, 18 times with Krishna. And then Krishna got the title Ranchod, leader of the battlefield. And the glory goes to that Jarasandha. So naturally Yadus, who love Krishna so much, eagerly wanted Jarasandha to be killed. And here Uddhava is suggesting that Krishna, in my opinion, Bhim should be killing Jarasandha. Generally, anyone who is attacked 18 times and to a powerful personality, so naturally his desire is that I want to just finish him. So Krishna, who is detached person, rather than he killing himself, Jarasandha, who is a very insignificant person in comparison to Krishna, he gave the credit to Bhimsen. He could have killed Jarasandha. Especially Jarasandha was so in enmity with Krishna. So in spite of that, Krishna is detached from all these factors. So he gave credit to Bhimsen that you kill. He helped also Bhimsen to kill Jarasandha. In spiritual world, every day, every hour, every moment is a festival. Krishna, when he enters the city of Dwarka in first canto, big festivities. Krishna is coming, Krishna is coming. So much festival is there. And here in this text, Krishna is leaving Dwarka and going to Hastinapur. Again big festival. In first canto, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned that for Dwarka Vasis, each day is festival to them. Why? Because every day they would be taking darshan of Krishna, and taking Krishna's darshan, they will be so much enlivened. They will never be hackneyed or bored that again we have to meet Krishna. Nothing was there. They will be so excited every day. Oh, we will be taking darshan of Krishna. So much excited. The purity was there. For us it's sadhana bhakti. For pure devotees it is a relishable thing to practice the limbs of devotional service. So for Dwarka Vasis, it was such an excitement to see Krishna every day. When Krishna from Hastinapur, after the battle, came to Dwarka, such a big festivity. Whole Dwarka was decorated. Whole Dwarka was decorated nicely with flowers, banana trees, coconut tree leaves, mango tree leaves. Whole grains were thrown on the Krishna and in the street. Perfume scented on the streets. Big festivities. Prabhupada writes that in Vedic times, reception would never be dry. It will be such a great, opulent way. And when the news came that Krishna is coming, so from each house they made preparations for Krishna. And in Dwarka many devotees were staying. And as Krishna's chariot is passing, everyone is offering to Krishna, take Krishna something. And it's an offering, it's a Mahaprasad Dwarka Vasis were distributing to everyone. So every house was distributing Mahaprasad. Generally, like, there are more takers for Mahaprasad rather than givers for Mahaprasad. Generally, few people are distributing Mahaprasad and there is so many people, Mahaprasad, Mahaprasad. Here it was reverse. Everyone was distributing Mahaprasad. Take Mahaprasad, take Mahaprasad. There's an opulence, there's a difference in the spiritual world. Generally in material world, everyone wants to take. Suppose somebody's birthday is there, friend says, give party, give party. Here everyone wants to give. Take prasad, take this. It's a festivity. Joy. So here when Krishna decides to leave for Hastinapur, and along with him his 16,108 wives are also coming. His sons are also coming. The description is there. That means more than 1 lakh family members of Krishna are traveling from Dwarka to Hastinapur. And there is no flight or trains during that time. How they will be going? They will be going on various backs of various animals are walking. Like in description there is mentioned that there are many animals are used. Camels, bulls, buffaloes, mules, even donkeys. Donkeys are also going. Horses, elephants, huge. Over 1 lakh relatives are on females, all females on various palanquins on the animal back. You can imagine the, it will not be an ordinary procession. All these queens are so much accustomed to live in a very luxurious way. So even the procession will be such a opulent. There is a, in the text it is mentioned that Krishna is in the front and queens and sons are coming in the behind, and the whole procession is protected by army soldiers with swords, shields, and behind it there are many servants are there. In royal house, they keep many servants. So you can imagine when 1 lakh family members are going, so how many servants will be going? Lakhs of servants will be walking behind. And ladies were given the seat on the camel back. Those servants who are serving in the female body were boarded on camel back. And it will not be just an hour or 2 hour journey. It will be taking minimum weeks to go from Dwarka to Delhi, Hastinapur. So such a long travel. Ideally in a journey a person is bored. Especially when we see that a family travels, so much luggage is there. So many bags are there, so much luggage is there with the family. Natural. Children, women, men, so much luggage is there. Here, Dwarkavasi's queens are going out practically for a long time. And the description is there in Srimad Bhagavatam that they are wearing very costly saris and ornaments. So many, it's shining, the procession is shining with ornaments and silken and costly saris. Sukadeva Goswami mentions that its ocean is shining. It's like shining oceans. Such a huge procession is going. And people are not tired. They are excited. Here in this particular verse it is mentioned that people are just blowing conch shells, bugles, kettle drums, horns. Such a exciting. People are shouting also. Naturally, Shri Krishna Ki Jai or something like that. So in a such an excited way the procession is going on, everyone is cheerful because it is centered around Krishna. And as the procession is bigger, the speed of the procession goes slow because it has to pace up with the slowest person or slowest animal. Suppose one buffalo walks slow, then it has to lag behind with that. So huge procession was going, and even the animals, they were Dwarkavasis, naturally they will have attraction for Krishna. So they were also happy, and Krishna is reciprocating with everyone. They were doing Vaishnava Seva by carrying the queens or carrying the luggage of the family members. And you can imagine, such a huge luggage will be there. They will be staying at so many nights at various places, and staying at one night at one place means so many tents will be required for staying for lakhs of people. How many tents will be required? One time myself and Dauji Prabhu were there in Govardhan for tent making for 500 people, and Dauji Prabhu stayed practically for 10 days over there to make one tent for 500 people. And here lakhs of people are traveling and every night they are staying at a different place. How many tents will be required? Mention of blanket is also there. How many blankets will be required? How many bedding will be required? Bedding mention is also there. How many bedding, blanket, tents will be required? And so many trunks will be there of the ornaments and saris and dresses. Such a huge procession is going. And it's not just an express way where they are just walking in one way direction, NH8 or like that. The mention is that they are traveling through mountains, mines, they are traveling through fields and also crossing rivers. You can imagine lakhs of people with such a procession has to cross river. Lot of endeavor, so much endeavor, because there is no bridge. It has to go by boat. So such a huge endeavor Krishna is taking, all family members. Generally in such a hectic journey, everyone complains, so boring journey. But everyone is happy because Krishna is with them. Like under the roof of Giriraj, Govardhan, when Krishna lifted Govardhan, externally it was a miserable thing where no food is available, no sleep is available, torrents of rain outside. Externally people can't conceive that how can somebody be happy in such a situation. But under the roof of Govardhan, everyone was happy because they were pure devotees and they were in the association of Krishna. And when Krishna satisfies completely a person doesn't hanker for anything more. He is fully satisfied. So similarly, here all the Dwarkavasis, not all, I don't know all, but so many Dwarkavasis taking a procession and traveling towards Hastinapur for Rajsuya Yajna, such a big endeavor. But everyone is happy in that procession. Everyone is very cheerful, happy, joyful environment is there. Wherever Krishna is there, it's a festival is there. Like annually, Lord Jagannath comes out for Rath Yatra parade. And he comes out with his brother and sister, Baldevji and Subhadra Devi. And we find that in Jagannath Puri, so much festivity is there, so much festivity for that Rath Yatra parade. Over a million people coming over there and participating in this festival. And huge procession when Jagannath is coming out. In a way, the Jagannath temple is a Dwarka and Krishna is coming out of Dwarka. So huge festival. And as I told, that Krishna takes care of need and gives attention to each devotee. For us, we are not that capable. We can just reciprocate with few people only. That also, not for all the times. Krishna can reciprocate with everyone at all times. That is the difference between Supreme Lord and just a conditioned soul. So the topmost friend is Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Even there are instances that in some time in Rath Yatra parade, Jagannath ji has waited for one particular devotee. Due to some reason he has not come, and Jagannath ji has waited till the devotee has come on the chariot or in the Rath Yatra. So Jagannath ji or Krishna, he reciprocates with each and every person. Like devotees render service to Krishna. Krishna is Atmaram. Actually, he doesn't need service. But he accepts the service for the benefit of the devotee. And more than that, he is grateful for the service. Suppose I don't need something. Suppose it is a summer season and I don't need sweater. And somebody gives me sweater. I don't need it. First of all, I accept it. And secondly, I am grateful for that. So similarly, Krishna, although he is Atmaram, he is grateful for whatever service devotees perform. And actually, that is for the benefit of that particular devotee. Krishna happily accepts it. And Supreme Lord Krishna, everyone is happy in his association. Lakshmi Devi, her name is Chanchala. So Chanchala is so restless, cannot stay at one place. But she is just sitting at one place, she is satisfied, just sitting at the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the attraction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can attract every living entity's mind, every living entity's heart. And a person in the association of Krishna can be fully satisfied, can be fully satisfied. So here, such a huge procession is proceeding towards Hastinapur, the place of Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Krishna is taking so many of his relatives, pleasure trip for all relatives, wives, is like a pleasure trip, yatra something. And Krishna is satisfying every one of them by his sweet dealings and reciprocations. I would like to end over here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Hare Krishna.